Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies. You know that feeling when your to-do list feels like a mile long, you're constantly saying yes to everything, and you're left running on fumes? Yeah, that's burnout, baby, and it's not exactly glamorous. Today, we're diving into something super important for our well-being, setting boundaries. Because let's be real, knowing where you end and everyone else begins is essential for self-care, and who doesn't want a little more of that in their lives? Boundaries aren't about being selfish or saying no all the time. Think of them like invisible fences around your energy and time. They help protect your well-being, prevent overextending yourself, and ultimately allow you to show up as your best self for the people and things that truly matter. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries, that sounds a little intense, Laura. But trust me, setting boundaries is like giving yourself permission to breathe, recharge, and live life on your own terms. Here are five key takeaways to help you rock those boundaries. First, identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that are absolutely essential for your happiness, health, and well-being? Maybe it's getting enough sleep, spending time in nature, or simply having a few hours of quiet time each day. Once you know what's truly important, start making those things a priority. Next, learn to say no gracefully. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser like I used to be. But remember, it's okay to decline requests that don't align with your values or priorities. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm already committed off and does the trick. Third, communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. Don't beat around the bush, be direct and upfront about what you need and expect from others. Remember, clear communication is key to avoiding misunderstandings and resentment down the road. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries isn't always easy, and there will be times when you stumble or feel uncomfortable. That's totally normal. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your efforts, and remember that progress over perfection is the real goal here. Finally, remember that boundaries are fluid. What works for you today might not work tomorrow. As you grow and evolve, don't be afraid to adjust your boundaries as needed. This is a continuous process of self-discovery and refinement. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Like everyone has their hands on your shoulders demanding your time and attention. That's what I used to feel like before I really started prioritizing my boundaries. It was exhausting. One particular weekend, my friends were all planning a big party, but honestly, I just needed some downtime to recharge. I felt this pressure to go because it seemed rude to say no, but deep down, I knew I needed that space. So I took a chance and politely declined, explaining that I needed to prioritize self-care that weekend. To my surprise, my friends were totally understanding. They actually respected my decision and even encouraged me to take care of myself. That weekend was amazing. I spent time reading, meditating, and simply enjoying the quiet. It felt so good to prioritize my own needs, and it actually made me a more present and engaged friend when we eventually got together. Setting boundaries is like giving yourself permission to breathe, recharge, and live life on your own terms. Remember, you deserve to feel respected, valued, and fulfilled, and setting healthy boundaries is an essential part of making that happen. So I challenge you to think about one small boundary you can set today. Maybe it's saying no to that extra meeting, taking a walk during your lunch break, or simply turning off your phone for an hour each evening. Keep in mind, this isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and remember that every small step you take towards setting healthier boundaries is a victory worth celebrating. And as always, keep shining bright. I'll catch you tomorrow for another Shadow Work Quickie.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.